Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another crazy edition. I know I'm supposed to be on vacation. Sports edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, one of the most, the king of king himself. I am the number one, the heavyweight champion of the world. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only, the fighting Irish.
Oh,
stuck at boxing. I have the one and only.
It is Sean Black in the building once again. The funny thing about it is I actually have Irish in me, too. My great-great-great-great-grandfather's Irish in him. So I guess it does apply to this description for a change.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I know I say this for, like, what, the fifth time in a row that we're on vacation. But
we were supposed to be on vacation back in July, remember?
Something like that.
Oh.
But to be honest, this is like my real job. Things being I'm on vacation from my real job, but I keep going back because there's always something that's going on. All right, guys. The reason why Sean and I are on the air, we have to talk about a.k.a. the fight of the year, a.k.a. the fight of the century, a.k.a. the internet jokes of the year. But we got two more callers, and you know who they are, Sean Black. Let me get to them.
Yes.
We have K-Dog and Phil the Fishman Fisher.
Yes.
Hello, boys.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, what's
hey,
going
guys.
On,
guys? How you doing? How you doing, all guys?
Right. Before I get to y'all three, I just want to say my piece first, then I could get it out the way. In case you have not seen the fight, ladies and gentlemen, or don't know who won, which I can't believe why, Floyd, the white beater Mayweather, had beaten Connor, the racist McGregor, and
Goodness gracious.
Sean will explain to me why he called them the white beater versus the racist in a few minutes. But overall, I may sound like I'm contradicting myself, but I think I will give this fight a fair fight. It was better than what I expected. I'm not saying it was the greatest fight. I mean, it was partly a joke, but at least they showed some little bit of effort in it, whether it's fixed or not. I think they put up a good fake fight, or whatever you want to call it. I'm sure you guys have your own opinions, but at least it lasted more than three rounds. And it lasted longer enough. You know, it lasts long enough for people to pay $100. Thank God we didn't pay $100 for this fight. We'd be very upset. Well, the people that paid, I was shocked by the major hype that got around it. It did brought people together. And, you know, you got the Irish people versus the black people in a certain way. But it's like, you know what? I give them credit. They did their job. They promoted the fight very well. Despite that we discussed about this last time, that this is a joke. The point of this fight was really more for entertainment. But overall, both fighters won. But guess what? They made their millions of dollars, and people spent millions of dollars on this nonsense fight. When they do something like this again, don't be surprised. I'm sure this put UFC on the map even more. And Cato, later on, I would like to know, did this help out boxing a little bit more, or you think it defeated? But first, let's go to Sean Black. I know you have a lot to say. This is a 30-minute show. Let's get this thing started. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you this. The reason why I've always said this going into when this fight started is because I don't even have to go into the Floyd Mayweather background because we've talked about his background on a previous show a long time ago. He's a woman beater. That he went to jail over that. So that is its own thing. Conor McGregor, we found out, said a lot of racist stuff during the promotions of this fight. And it's not just towards Floyd, but just in general, he's actually said a lot of racist things.
Before you get to that, what do you think, before you get to all that?
Okay. What I'll talk about is as far as the fight goes. The fight did much better than it expected from two standpoints. One, it was the best case scenario for who was in the fight, because if Floyd lost, it would have already been a black eye on the very, very big idea of what happened with boxing. Most people think boxing is rigged. Most people think that Floyd has fought nothing but tomato cans his whole career. So there's no ideal behind thinking that this would have been legit. If he would have lost, it would have thrown everything into the air. The fact that Conor McGregor lasted 10 rounds, being an MMA fighter, getting into the boxing ring, it made the entire thing look good, probably much more so to legitimize MMA, more specifically the UFC, in that fight. Mayweather made his $300 million or how much of the gate he made. Conor made, I think, close to $100 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. They both made their money. They both basically pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. You got yourself a good fight for what it was, and the people were happy for the most part. Now,
and Showtime made billions and billions of dollars.
Oh,
one of the highest pay-per-view, one of the highest pay-per-view events of the year. So
exactly,
they made their money. Everybody's happy.
Yes, they made their money. The sponsors got their money. I'm pretty sure all of the beer sponsors made triple hundred millions of dollars in that entire deal.
Grown up. Oh God.
Yes. So we know that what was at stake there. We also know what was at stake from both sides, like I just explained. MMA had to legitimize the fact that they're getting in the ring with a boxer. Heh. Floyd hasn't been in the ring in 2 years. He's 40 years old, and he's lost a step. But he was never a knockout boxer. That's the difference. But Conor McGregor in the UFC has had some knockouts in his career as well. The difference was the 8-ounce gloves that was pushed into this fight, which was much different than having what you would normally have in a boxing match or in an MMA fight in the octagon. And that was the difference. And Floyd looked shaky in the first four rounds, but shook it off and basically went through the last parts of the fight winning. And then McGregor came through and he ran out of gas. That's pretty much what happened.
All right, K-Dog, what do you think about the fight? And also, like I asked earlier, do you think this helped boxing or another blow to the belt?
Well, the fight itself was very interesting because while you had someone who stepped in the ring, and I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather, who's experienced in the ring, who's 40 years old, like you said before, who hasn't fought in like 2 years, and then his opponent is someone who never boxed, who is not a boxer, but is a trained professional fighter in mixed martial arts. Now, according to the fight itself, during the first half, did Conor McGregor have Floyd Mayweather's number? Of course, but Floyd did what Floyd Mayweather does. Wears out his opponent. He has an opponent lose energy, and by like the end of the 10th round, that's when he decides to, you know, manhandle his opponent. Now, as for helping boxing, I don't feel that it did, because this is what it shows. What it shows is this, is that anybody could step into the ring and become a boxer, because as of late with boxing, boxing has lost a lot of steam. Why has it lost a lot of steam? Because a lot of the fighters are not being pushed out there, if you understand what I'm saying. In other words, it's been a lack of, like, let's just say promotion. Fighters are not being promoted, and the fights itself are not being promoted. And plus, another thing that's wrong with boxing is that there are too many weight divisions. And, of course, with the championships, back in the days you had the WBC, the IBF, and the WBA. Now it's a whole mess. So to say this helped boxing, no, it didn't. It kind of pushed it down a bit because already boxing was losing popularity due to the fact that many people were fans of the UFC and Bellator, and of course I may add the WWE. Now, here's my question. What next are we going to do? Are we going to take one of the wrestlers and put boxing gloves on him too?
Floyd Mayweather. Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen.
Dear God, no.
There's no way that's going to happen.
No,
yeah.
But so, Phil, what do you think about the fight? And do you agree with Cato that it is dying right now? I mean, we heard it didn't die a slow death, but just like, if it's, does this add more to it, more death?
All right, let me dissect it. First with the fight. It was interesting, like K-Dog just mentioned. And K-Dog basically hit everything on the head. McGregor came out in the first, like, four rounds, and he was doing his thing. And you could see that they had to be stopped a couple of times because he was trying to, you know, hit Mayweather in the back of the head like he would do somebody in UFC.
Yes, I saw that.
But Mayweather, I think through all of this, if you looked at him, he was still smiling like he's like, I can handle this. He was wearing Conor McGregor out. And the reason why I say that is you took a guy out of his element and put him into Floyd Mayweather's world. Reverse the roles. Put Floyd Mayweather in that octagon where they have no gloves.
Conor
McGregor's world. I think you're going to get a different result.
Exactly.
So Mayweather did what like Muhammad Ali would do back in the day. He knew his opponent was not that sharp. He let him wear himself out. And by the time, I think it was around the 7th, 8th round, you could see it start to show where McGregor was getting fatigued. And by the time the 10th round came, boom, here came Mayweather. He went for the knockout, and he got it.
Exactly.
You also have to remember, McGregor is not used to standing up fighting for that long. And
eight-ounce
gloves, it made the arms get tired. It made him get tired, and once he hit that wall, he couldn't come back from that. Now, to piggyback onto your point, K-Dog, about what you were saying about boxing basically in the toilet, this was a shot in the arm, even though this was an exhibition circus.
Right.
There were close to 5 million pay-per-view buys. So the overall gate for this entire fight was over $700 million.
But why? Because it was something different.
But however,
because
here's what it does for the UFC. It gives them a shot in their arm, too. It gave UFC a big shot in the arm. And we're going to see this happen because boxing is not – you know, Mayweather is done after this. He's done. Who else is going to
fight? He even said it.
The UFC didn't necessarily need the shot in the arm per se, but what it
they already
is,
got
is it just gives him that extra bit of legitimacy from the sense
that – there's no such thing as over-promotion. You get any
promotion – over-promotion. I'm just saying that it didn't need the shot in the arm. When I hear shot in the arm, I say, well, they're falling apart. They're losing revenue. They're losing audience. The UFC hasn't been doing that. The UFC has been steadily gaining popularity all the time. So to get the extra oomph from this, this was just icing on the cake. I wouldn't call it a shot in the arm. I would call it icing on the cake. When the UFC can go in and step into a boxing world and stand up the way they did and pick the person
it gave them a boost.
Perfect.
You know, years ago, I don't remember who it was, Tony Tarver? I don't remember his name. He tried stepping into the UFC. Yeah, I don't remember who he faced, but he lost because he was out of his element.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
what about the other? Go ahead, K-Dog.
Yeah, and guys, you know, and I say this to all of you guys. Yeah, Phil, you hear me, man?
I hear you.
Sean, all I got to say is this, is that, yes, Conor McGregor was out of his element because I did see part of it that did want it to kick. And, you know, with the UFC, and they said this I read about this last year. I was having a discussion. As a matter of fact, I was talking to you, Sean, about this.
Mm-hmm.
The UFC has taken the UFC and Bellator, whatever, just basically mixed martial arts, has taken the place of boxing as a contact sport. Because another thing that I have to point out is that we have not seen a knockout in a boxing match. And another thing with the boxing is, when was the last time the heavyweight division was dominant?
Well,
maybe when Mike Tyson was in the ring.
And when Lennox Lewis. Yeah, Lennox Lewis, and, you know, that's what it is.
And that's just, okay, I'm happy you brought that up, but think about it. As we talk about basketball, baseball, everything changes. We always keep talking about the past. We keep forgetting that this is a new generation now. This is a new thing.
Right.
They try to do things a safer way. Why do we really want to see a knockout? We drive on that. We love to see that. Well, do we really want to see the person hurt? No. So,
I think it's trying to be a little bit
excitement, but it's trying to be
the entirety of boxing has always been about the styles involved, orthodox versus southpaw. Do you want to see somebody that does stand-up? Do you want to see somebody back them in the ropes? Do you want to see somebody running around and tagging in contact? Somebody that's a body puncher, somebody that's a head puncher, somebody that's a head hunter. The clash of styles is what makes boxing. Sweet science, as it's called. The knockout is always king. You also want to see what leads up to the knockout. And that's the reason why all of the hype that was behind this led into the fight, because then you're kind of salivating on who's going to get knocked out. Now, going into the next part of this fight, everybody wanted to root for somebody. And as I talked to you guys through our text thread before the fight, I said that this is a fight between two people that are legitimately not cared about, as I stated. Conor McGregor comes across as a huge racist.
You don't care about.
No, I mean a lot of
people
there were people that bet. There are people that are fans of each sport. But as personalities themselves, and the people that were rooting for them will tell you the same thing. As far as wanting to see the fight and paying for the fight and betting on the fight, yeah, they want to do that. But in general, both of these personalities are not liked. Between Conor McGregor and the racist Tommy
Very much not liked.
And we also have Floyd Mayweather Jr., who is a convicted woman beater. He has gone to prison over this. And the main thing that comes up across a lot of this, and this is something that Hot Rod and I spoke about off air about this, is what is the difference between Conor McGregor's racism or what has happened in this fight and all of the attention that this fight has gotten, and what has happened with Colin Kaepernick, who can't find a job, who a lot of people have jumped all over Colin Kaepernick and saying, well, he's taken a knee for injustice, and everybody is dumped on him. Yet this fight is between two characters who are absolutely horrible people in the press, in the media, to sell a fight, and they can't get anything away from that spectacle taking over the sports world and people paying their money for it. And as I said before, McGregor said a lot of racist stuff. As a matter of fact, after the fight, he even went on Twitter and said, and I quote, "I turned Mayweather into a Mexican tonight. He fought
he
like
said
he
that out loud.
Yeah,
he said that out loud in the interview.
He said it out loud after the fight. So to hear something like that and have that preached through, we're spending millions and millions of dollars on the pay-per-view. We want to see people buying all of this stuff. Two people that are absolutely horrible individuals, they got a lot of money. Meanwhile, the Colin Kaepernick thing, he takes a knee for injustice, and he can't find a job. Yet, I'm going to let you know something else. Art Briles, who lost his job at Baylor, over the fact that there was a lot of scandal that happened with him, he's got a job. He's a former head coach. He's now got a job in the CFL. So there are a lot of other people that have gotten second and third and fourth chances, and they're doing things that have been absolutely horrible. Kaepernick is still waiting to find himself a job.
Well, here's the you know, with the whole Kaepernick, the whole Kaepernick thing, I think it boils down to this, and I think Jim Brown even came out and said, you know, he feel, you know, he said what Kaepernick did, it's one thing to protest, but you don't desecrate the flag. And I think what Kaepernick did, you know, we've talked about this God knows how many times. If you're going to protest something, there are other ways of doing it, but when you protested the national anthem of the country, that's why Kaepernick can't find a job because of what he did. He protested he protested during the national anthem.
Phil,
and I think that's what got everybody upset.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, Phil. Just another thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cut you off.
And the thing is, if you look at the American flag, no matter what our country is, you know, if we were to go into another country, and let's just say we went into North Korea and we didn't stand for their national anthem, could you imagine the backlash and what that nut job would do to you? He'd probably cut your winky off just for not standing up for the Korean national anthem. The national anthem, if you don't do it for yourself, you stand out of respect for the veterans that fought for this country to give us the freedoms that we have. That's how I look at it.
But see, here's the thing, and we've said this before. The greatest part about being in the United States of America is the fact that you
have
the freedom of choice
exactly.
to express yourself in any means possible and be protected by the First Amendment. And the thing is that a lot of people are misconstruing with Colin Kaepernick's protest. It had nothing to do with desecrating the flag. It had nothing to do with the flag itself. The protest was about what has been meant by the national anthem, as far as there are a lot of people that are being beaten in the streets by police, that are being having violence against them, and all of the other things that have actually happened with African Americans and minorities in general. And that was the only thing that was there that he was protesting. The problem is, as we've stated before, a lot of these protests have everything to do with the backlash and money and the lack of it if they were to bring Kaepernick there. And that's the big difference. Just remember, the second verse of the national anthem, they don't even sing or talk about it anymore because it alluded to slavery in the first place. So that's the problem that makes everything so racist in that sense. Nobody thinks about that. And it's actually an affront to getting slaves, and then slaves cannot leave or else they would be killed. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror or flight or gloom of the grave. And the star-spangled banner and triumph thou that doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. An allusion to if the slave runs away, he will be killed. That was in the national anthem. That was the second verse. So for a lot of people that are jumping all over the protest, they're missing the message behind the protest.
Well, mind if I add something else too? What Colin Kaepernick is doing is his American right, because what he's doing is practicing his right of free speech. And he chooses to protest. But yet the backlash that he's facing is just outrageous. And meanwhile, other people, like we talked about before, there are other players out there who are trash that are being picked by teams, but yet Colin Kaepernick is being left out. That's what a lot of people are upset about.
You know, the thing is, everything you guys have said is right on the money, and I don't disagree with it.
Yeah.
But before he did this protest, he should have stopped to think what the consequences were going to be. I mean, when you're going to protest something, you need to stop and think of what the consequences are going to be. And I don't know I don't know what Colin Kaepernick was thinking when he did what he did. I mean, and I may never know that. But, you know, that's the thing of a lot of people these days. Nobody stops to think about the consequences of their actions. And it doesn't matter what race you are. I'm saying about everybody.
Right.
Okay. Well, since we've gone off the topic of boxing, let me try to go back to it a little bit. But,
okay.
Let me add on to that like I told Sean before the show, despite what everybody said, despite what all you guys think, the bottom line is, if no one Colin Kaepernick, we all should just move on, and Colin should go look for a job somewhere else. He should not play football again. If they don't want, why work for something if they don't want you? If there's too
exactly.
much controversy, if there's too much chaos going on, what is the point? Look at us, a whole year, and we're still talking about this subject. He's still talking about that he actually killed someone, or he blew up the White House or something. If football doesn't want Colin Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick should just move on, do more charity work, more other things, and you know what? Let's move on. We've been talking about this. The media been talking about this. Nothing's being done. We all getting upset about it. We all have very good points, but in the long term, there's always another chapter in the book. Let's move on. But I do want to talk about the Mayweather. Since we talk about, like Phil said, people don't think about their consequences when they do actions. When Sean says, on social media, of course, a lot of people talk crap on social media. Mayweather has been known for his domestic violence. And on some of the videos, of course, we all know Mayweather loves to show off how much money he made. And he likes to throw money like in the air.
He promotes himself. He promotes himself, basically.
So he had a bunch of women dancing, you know, twerking, and throwing money in the air. Like, you know, degrading women. And on social media, you have girls, females, praising Mayweather. You know, for, you know, being O'Connor because he's a racist, for being him, you know, supporting the black man. Now, Sean Black, do you see this as a double standard or oxymoron for females to support athletes who's in domestic dispute? Not once, but a couple of times overall, and still treating women like crap and showing in the video whether he meant to or not or was for show. Do you find that as a double standard?
I find it disgusting. It is a double standard in the sense that we know his history. But it seems like no matter what certain athletes or celebrities do, if they look a certain way, if they talk a certain way, if they dress a certain way, if they represent something that somebody else is attracted to or can bring to them, no matter what anyone else says and you know it's negative, they're going to be drawn to it like a moth to a candle. And it happens all the time. Whereas with some of the things that Conor McGregor has said, openly racist stuff. I mean, during the whole
I'm about to ask you. I did not listen to any of that crap. Do you think he did it for show, or do you think part of it is true? Like part of it's coming out like a Donald Trump style, just open his mouth, tell like it is, tell what the people want to hear to promote himself.
I will tell you this right now. Because of the climate of not only the country but of the world, nobody will ever, no white man will ever openly say purposeful racist things to sell anything because of the backlash that it will bring and the amount of money that they will lose as far as sponsorships, etc. Now, the difference is the UFC and boxing kind of co-promoted this. So the way the fight worked was that there was a 70-30 split as far as the money, and the rest of the money came from advertising, pay-per-view buys, etc. So they didn't necessarily say, well, the UFC is going to suspend him for saying blah blah blah, or this organization in boxing is going to suspend Mayweather for saying blah blah blah. And that's the problem. Nobody wants to go into anything and say, I openly say you're this, you're that, use the N-word, etc. Now, to go to your point of what you were saying as far as Mayweather goes, what I saw with him showing his paycheck, because that's what he did. He showed his paycheck.
Basically.
He threw money in the air, had the women gyrating and twerking and whining and carrying on at his press conference because he does that all the time. And the problem is it's normal for him. And that's the most disgusting part about this whole thing. He's married and has children. And it doesn't matter to him because he's a quote-unquote showman. He's made at least $1 billion in his career through all of the various things that he's done. And all he cares about doing is flaunting it. He has a Bugatti that he drove to the event and flaunts that. Lord knows how many other material objects he has. But the bottom line is, the one that has the money can make the rules, and that's the golden rule.
Hey, money talks and be a
basically.
Phil, how do you feel about sports? Like, you know, when you hear stuff like that of racism being used, Mayweather and domestic abuse, why do you think it's still continuing in the sports world? But once again, we talk about these topics all the time. Like, when would people learn, you know, not to hit their wives or their partners? Or, you know, you're making money, you're trying to be an athlete, just do your job. Yes, what you do in your personal life is your personal life, but what it seems like there's been a rise of reported abuse in the NFL, baseball, and sports in general.
Well, I think when you look at, you mean when you're with an athlete, you really got to know what to say and, you know, what not to do. And when it comes to a lot of these athletes, God knows how many of them are on steroids. And when that roid rage kicks in, it's not going to be a great situation. And, you know, no matter what these athletes do, or what they say or whatever, we're still going to watch them regardless. Not for who they are, but for the entertainment purpose of it.
Okay, though, why would we continue supporting them? Well, I think that's my biggest issue.
Let me just say this. It's all about, it all comes down to the money. That's what it all comes down to.
Oh, yeah.
Forget social issues. Money talks. The bottom line. People are going to still pay top dollar to see that athlete no matter what. No matter how much controversy that athlete may bring. Even if they lose endorsements, they're still going to be making that money. No matter what.
And, of course, you have Oscar De La Hoya and other former boxers that criticized this fight, that called it not a boxing match at all, as just pure entertainment, WWE style. How do you feel about those comments?
It's like boxing itself has become, like I said before, it has become less and less of a favorite in contact sport. Because, once again, what this fight showed is that anybody could be a boxer. What I'm waiting for next, and I know, all kidding aside, but it may sound funny to you, but guess what? Don't be shocked one day if you see someone from the WWE put on some boxing gloves and decide to step in the boxing ring.
You know, someone, I think, if you remember back in the – it happened in the past. I remember back, it was in the late 80s, early 90s. There was a guy in the WWE. If you remember the Young Stallions, it was Paul Roma and Jimmy Powers. Well, Paul Roma decided to go into boxing, and guess what happened? He got knocked the hell out in his debut.
And I remember CM Punk left wrestling to go to MMA.
MMA.
He got his ass.
And got beat in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes. So,
I'm watching Monday Night Raw while I'm talking to you guys, and Alexa Bliss just beat Sasha Banks, by the way, for anybody
that's sorry,
interested.
Me, Phil. We don't talk about wrestling on this show. Sorry, no wrestling. We don't talk about wrestling, sorry.
We talk about a legitimate sport. Let's talk
about real sports. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry, no WWE.
Well, you all got to laugh, so I did my job.
Oh.
Okay, so basically we're about to wrap it up soon. Starting with Phil, what is your final thought about boxing itself and the fight? And
well, the fight
see,
was pretty much
round
as expected. I mean, yeah, maybe. You might see somebody from the UFC want to try to do this again. I mean, who knows when, but as far as boxing goes, everything you guys said, you hit the nail on the head. The sport has lost, probably because we're not seeing as much contact or knockouts as we were used to back when we were kids. And I think you know, also you have to take a look at sports injuries, concussions, and all that stuff. That might play a role into this.
Hey, K-Dog?
All I could say is that things got to change in boxing because, you know, with this fight, and Phil, I agree with what you said. Another UFC fighter might think of coming into the boxing ring. But, however, it just gave the UFC a boost, like you said earlier, Sean, an icing on the cake. And you know what? The UFC, Bellator, like I said, mixed martial arts, is going to be the top contact sport, and boxing will still be there, but it's going to be lost in the shuffle.
And
I think if you are going to go into any sport like boxing, baseball, golf, or anything, I think it takes years to get to that point. Years of work and training. And that's what McGregor didn't have. I don't think McGregor had the years. Didn't have the training to do it. It takes years just to play golf. It takes years to.
He did a short amount of time. He did not too bad in a short amount of training.
He did hold him off.
Well, like you said,
and I think the next time he steps in the ring, he's going to do much better.
You know what? I'm sorry.
You need enough training. You need enough sparring with other people. You need to go one-on-one with people before you actually step in the ring. And I don't know if this had been done or what was part of the training. It takes years to develop into any sport. I don't care what you tell me.
Oh, of course. It takes practice and practice and practice.
That's why baseball has the minor leagues. That's why the NBA has the developmental league these days.
That's why the NFL has college football.
Even NFL.
Of course.
Yep, exactly. But boxing does have amateur boxing, though. There is amateur boxing out there.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm going to forsake my opinion about this boxing match, because the only thing that I really want to bring up is anybody that's been listening to the show, I know this show goes everywhere around the world. If there's anybody in the Texas area, Houston area,
we are definitely thinking
of you and about you for what has happened since Friday and the rest of the Hurricane Harvey tearing up Houston, tearing up the area.
Oh, yes.
We have you in our thoughts and prayers. We're thinking of you. There are plenty of charities that are out there, and you can find them on your own, because we don't want to bring any of those out there. But there are plenty of charities that are out there that will really help the situation. You can help them to get something, some relief going there. So we are thinking of you.
Yeah, to the people in Houston. Yeah, help as much as you can, because the people really need it. They could really use the help.
Yes, please donate money to the Hot Rod Funds. Please donate
money to the
Hot Rod Funds.
Of course.
But quickly, you know what? I will throw this in there. You have what's that church member? Joel Osteen.
Yes,
Joel Osteen.
Talk about Houston. He has a big mega church down there that he won't open the doors to let people in and shelter over there. Are you surprised by that?
No, not really, because, you know, this is what it is. You have some preachers out there who falsely preach a lot of things, but yet they don't practice what they preach. But, however, I did hear that he did open the doors. He did open the doors to the church. I'm not sure if it's accurate or not, but I did read somewhere that he did open them, and he's trying to help.
I read that he did not. But you have people from both Dallas, Houston, Texas, and the Dallas Cowboys, they donate money. But he has church money.
And he hasn't donated nothing.
And he has not donated
anything. He makes $50 million a year. He lives in a $10 million home.
And his mega church could hold 16,300 people.
Wow.
You mean to tell me you can't even open your church to help to give you, you're a preacher, you're preaching the good word, you're preaching the word of God, but yet you don't want to help others. I mean, what kind of a preacher are you? These fake preachers, they're something else, you know.
And I know J.J. Watt came out, if I'm correct, and he wants money donated, I guess, from, I think, the Texans games to the relief.
Yes.
You know, of course, because once again, these are athletes. They care about their hometown. Because they get, let's be honest, they get their money from their hometown. So it's always gives, it's always good to give back. Well, you
exactly.
Have these religious, you have these religious leaders that live in tax-free. Their churches are tax-free. Can
yep.
I give a
yep.
dime back, but they'd be happy to pray for you. And that's why I'll be praying for Sean tonight, you know, because he needs help a lot. But besides that, ladies and gentlemen.
Now I'll tell you guys this. There's a lot of them in the Jewish religion, too, that are
yeah.
– They do the same thing that some of these preachers do.
I want to say that, but I don't want to insult you too much on the air. I want to insult you over the phone about the Jewish people.
Goodness.
But I'm glad that you brought that up, Phil Fisher. You know,
plus hey. It's the same thing. We were in a when my dad passed away. My brother and I needed a temple to go to, and believe it or not, the rabbi was caught taking money out of the rabbi's fund that the temple has. And he was using
wow.
it for personal things.
Yeah. And most
well,
other churches, that would be called the building fund. Oh, we
exactly.
just, this money is being put aside to help the building fund, which is supposed to
right.
be a fund to
a
help
nice
fix the roof.
I'm going to build myself a nice house somewhere in
yes,
the suburbs.
Yes, exactly.
And
let me
buy
fix
a
the
nice
air
car.
Conditioning. Let me fix the pews. Let me fix the walls. Let me fix everything else. And the only thing that's getting fixed is the preacher's pocket. So
exactly.
It happens.
I'm sorry, guys. They needed the money to go to the strip club. So they need to see, you know.
I guess they're running
tip
drills, huh?
Yes,
yeah.
exactly, you know. But God told them they need to go to the strip club to entertain themselves, okay? Either they take the money and go to the strip club, or they touch little boys. Choose your poison. Oh, well.
Oh, God.
Ladies
oh,
and
my
gentlemen,
goodness.
Thank you for
Hot
tuning
Rod,
in,
welcome
too.
To Hot Rod Church.
Of course. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to another crazy edition of The Absolute Truth Show right here at Blog Talk. I am your host, Willem Oaks, the king of king himself, the Hot Rod Smith.
Sean Black and
the Fishman, Phil Fishel.
And
always a pleasure doing this with you guys.
Yes,
oh, hey, it's
here.
A pleasure, Phil, having you aboard, man. I tell you, we must do this again.
Yeah, we
exactly.
do it every week. We do it every week, you know. But,
yeah, because we were supposed to be taking a vacation, eh, Hot Rod?
I know, yeah, where's the vacation?
No way.
How about this? Next week is Labor Day. Why don't we
yes.
take Labor Day off and then come back the week after? Maybe that might work.
Don't tell
Maybe.
Me that. Tell that to your
that,
president.
That might work. Week
tell
one of football.
Oh, football's coming back. You're right. Football is coming back.
Yes.
You
got
to do a football
oh, yeah.
special. You got to talk about my
dun,
Giants.
Dun, dun, dun.
We got to talk about my Giants
That's
going
right.
to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
That's
Let's
right.
talk about the Giants. That's right. Big Blue. You saw what we did to the Jets the other day. Annihilated them. Preseason
no, no,
Super Bowl.
Yep. No, I think I know that's Big Blue is my balls. Oh, well. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, my
And the
goodness.
Pleasure was all yours.
Yep, the pleasure was all yours.